Parshas Tetzaveh, Perek Chof Ches. Pasuk Yud Aleph. The words Ma'asei Chorash Even. The work of one who works with precious stones. Rashi points out that the word Chorash is connected to the word Even, and therefore there is a patoch under the Reish. The original word is Chorosh, with a komatz under the Reish. But in our pasuk, since the word is written as a smichus, the komatz changed to a patach and became chorash. Other examples of this rule where a komatz changes to a patach are the word zahav, the word gold, zahav. If we use the word zahav in a smichus, it becomes zahav, zahav hatenufa, where there is a patach under the hay. Or the word chacham, a wise person. When used in a smichus, it becomes chacham lev, with a chataf patach under the ches. Since the ches is a groinis, it cannot take a shvo no at the beginning of the word, so it becomes a chataf patach. Zehav has a shvo under it, and the ches has a chataf patach. But they both have a din of a shivono. The Miradachya asks, then why didn't the word chorosh change to charash, just like chacham or zahav, where the first letter of these words have a din of a shivono or a chataf patach? Why did the komatz remain under the ches? He answers that the komatz under the ches of the word chacham is the original komatz. The komatz of the zayin of zahav is the original komatz. Therefore, it changed to a shiva when used in a smichus. However, for the word chorash, the komatz under the ches is not an original komatz, because the word really is charosh, with a patach under the ches, charosh, similar to the word kashos, a shooter, an archer, as we have in Parshas Vayera, Vayehi roive kashos. Yishmael became an archer who would dwell in the desert and rob people. Look at this Rashi. Rashi comments on the word kashos, that the shin of the word kashos has a dogesh chazak, similar to the word chamor, which means a donkey driver. There is a dogesh chazak in the mem, and it is similar to the word gamol, a camel driver, where there is a dogesh chazak in the mem, and the word tzayod, meaning a trapper, where there is a dogesh chazak in the yud. There is a dogesh chazak in these letters, since these letters follow a tenua ketana, and the rule is, after a tenua ketana, a letter can receive a dogesh chazak. Similarly, the word charosh, the resh should have received a dogesh chazak. However, since a resh cannot be mekabel a dogesh, the komatz under the ches of chorash is not an original komatz. The komatz is to compensate for the fact that the resh cannot receive a dogesh. This is why the word remained chorash and is not similar to the words zahav or chacham. Perek chavtes, pasuk chavtes. The words L'moshcha Vohem. The pasuk states, Uvigdei HaKodesh Asher La'aharoin Yehiyu Levanov Acharov L'moshcha Vohem. The holy garments of Aharon shall be his sons after him, to become elevated through them. Rashi and the Be'er Choyvois explain that the word L'moshcha means L'hisgadel Bohem, to attain greatness through the begadim, and that the word L'moshcha is a Lashon Sirara, meaning authority. Generally, the word lemashcha means anointing, but that definition cannot be applied in our pasuk and does not mean to anoint. The Be'er Chovos explains, Al yidei bigdei kuhuna tis gadel besis kabed. Through the bigdei kuhuna, you will become great and honored. In reference to the word besis kabed, you will be honored, the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Gimel states, Rabbi Yochanan kore lemone mechabedoi sai. Rav Yochanan would refer to his clothing as those things that honor me. Rashi explains shemechabedin ba'alehen, that clothing brings honor to a person. Perik Chavtes Posuk Lamed. The Posuk states Shivas Yomim Yilbosham Hakohen Tachtov Mibonov. For 7 consecutive days, he who serves, HaKohen, he who serves, the word Kohen refers in this pasuk to one of his sons. So when he serves, he shall wear the bigodim of the Kohen Gadol. Rashi comments, Mikan ra'oya, kol l'shoin Kohen, l'shoin po'el. From here is a proof that the word kohen, when used alone, is a verb and not a noun. The word kohen means oved mamosh, one who serves. He performs the action of serving. The Levush Ha'oira and the Be'er Chovos explain that if the word kohen would have been a noun, the pasuk would have to add the words asher yichahein, and the pasuk would then state hakohein asher yichahein tachtov mibonov. The kohein, the noun kohein, who would serve asher yichahein would be the verb instead of him from among his sons. And Rashi further comments lefichach nigun tavir Nimshach lefanov. Therefore, the trop, tevir, connects the word kohen to the next word, tachtov, without the words asher yichahein. Therefore, the word kohen in this pasuk is a verb. Perichov tes, pasuk mem gimel. The words v'nikdash bichvoidi. The Mishkan will be sanctified through my honor. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf Tezvav Amid Bey states, Al tikrei bichvoidi, do not read bichvoidi, Ela b'mechu bodai, through my honored ones. Dovar ze Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. The Gemara says, this matter of the death of Aaron's sons, Nadav Avihu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had foretold to Moshe at the time when he commanded Moshe to build the Mishkan. But v'lo yidoi, but Moshe did not realize to whom it referred. Ad shemesu b'nei Aharon, until the sons of Aaron died. And kivan shemesu b'nei Aharon, once the sons of Aaron died, Amar loy, Moshe said to him, Aharon ochi, my brother Aaron, loy mesu v'necha, Ela lahakdish shemoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason your sons died was only to sanctify the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kivan sheyoda Aaron shebonov yidu'ei makayim hein. As soon as Aaron became aware that his sons were regarded as being very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shosak, he became silent, v'kibel sochor, and he received reward for doing so and accepting what happened without any complaint. Shenemar vayidoim aharoim, and Aharoim remained silent. The Torah Tamima asks, concerning this chazal, what was the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to sanctify the Mishkan through the death of Nadav v'Avihu, who are actually great people? How was this a Kiddush Hashem? The Torah Tumimah explains that the purpose of the building of the Mishkan with the Hashras HaShechina in the Mishkan, with the offering of the Karbonos, was to have a place that would serve Rak Lechaper Avonoseihem Shel Yisrael, to provide a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive the Bnei Yisrael for their sins. Therefore, the masses of people should not think that after being given this mechanism for forgiveness, they do not have to be careful in the performance of mitzvahs, since they have a mechanism that offers forgiveness. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show publicly that the Mishkan will not offer forgiveness for those who transgress bezadoin al mitzvos Hashem, those who transgress intentionally the commandments of Hashem. It only offers kapara for those who sin b'shoigeg, unintentionally. And this was the message given through the death of Nadav v'Avihu. Although they were great tzaddikim and beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nevertheless, when they sinned b'mezid with intent, the Kedushas HaMishkan did not protect them. On the contrary, even while they were in the Mishkan, and as they offered the incense and the Eish Zorah, Mesu Sham Bifnim, they died there in the Mishkan. My previous comment explained the concept of Al Tikri. I'd like to explain a little bit further and speak about the concept of Al Tikri. The Shaloh HaKadosh writes regarding the concept of Al Tikri that whenever Chazal used this method of Drush, it is not meant to replace the literal meaning of the word. The Drush of Al Tikri complements the Pshutai Shel Mikra, and the two together reflect a common idea expressed by the Pasuk. Al Tikri does not mean that the traditional pronunciation should be changed. It means that since the words of the Torah are not punctuated, they do not have nekudos, one may, for the purpose of drush, interpret the word another way. I would like to cite from Chazal a few other examples of the concept of Al Tikri. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches states, Kol Hameshamer Shabbos Kihilchosoi, whoever observes Shabbos according to its law, Afilu oyved avoidos zoro kidor enoish, moichalin loy. Even if he worships idols like the generation of Enoish, he is forgiven. The pasuk in Yeshayahu Nun Vav states, this is also a pasuk from the Haftarah of a Tainus Tzibur, the pasuk, Ashrei Enoish Yaase Zois Uven Adam Yachazik Boh, Shoimer Shabbos Mei Chaliloi. Fortunate is the man who keeps the Shabbos from profaning it. The Gemara says, Al Tikri Mei Chaliloi. Do not pronounce it Mei Chaliloi. Ella Mochul Loi. He is forgiven for his sins. In the time of Enoish, people began to worship idols, and one who worships idols is as if he had rejected the Torah. One who observes the Shabbos is as if he had observed the entire Torah. Therefore, observing the Shabbos atones for worshiping Avodah Zarah. This is another example of the concept of Al Tikri. I'd like to make another point here. Make sure that you pronounce the word when saying this pasuk, Mei Chaliloi, which means from profaning the Shabbos. The mem has a tzere. Do not say mechaliloi, where the mem sounds like a shiva, because then the meaning would be just the opposite. The word mechaliloi means one who does profane the Shabbos. This is a mistake that is commonly made by one who is not experienced in reading this Haftarah. Another example of Al Tikri, the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Amid Aleph. The Gemara explains the meaning of the words in Kriya Shema, Vishinantom Livonecha. Al Tikri Vishinantom. Do not read Vishinantom, which means you should teach them thoroughly, but instead read Vishilashtom. You should divide them into thirds. This means La'olam Yishalesh Adam Shinoisov Shalish Bamikra, Shalish Bamishnah, Shalish Batalmud. Regarding learning Torah, one should always divide the years of his life into thirds. One third learning the Psukim of the Chumash, one third learning Mishnayos, and one third Gemara. I will now conclude with one last example of Al Tikri. The last lines in Maseches Nidah, Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara states, Tana Devei Eliyahu, Kol Hashoyne Halachois Bechol Yoim, Muvtoch Loi Shehu Ben Ho'olam Haba. Whoever learns Halachois every day is assured that he is destined for the world to come. Sheneemar Halichois Olam Loi. This is a pasuk in Chavakuk, Perigimel, pasuk Vav. Halichois Olam Loi. Halichois means the ways of the world are his. Al Tikre Halichois, Elo Halachois. The Gemara says, do not read Halichois, which means ways, but read Halachois. One who learns Halachois each day will merit the world to come. This completes my comments, Parshas Tetzaveh.